Yeah, you just talk about what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously defense didn't have its best game, gave up 48 or whatever it was, and you know, it all starts, you know, up front. Like, as a D line, we got to get pressure on the quarterback, and we haven't been able to do that the last two games or three games. And you know, as a D lineman, we got to be able to get there with four. You know, we can't blitz all game because that puts strain on our secondary. So, you know, we got good coaches come in next week, go back to work, and you know, leave this one in the past. No point in dwelling on it.
Charles, did you guys feel confident that you could score just about any time you had the ball tonight?
I mean, that's a goal coming out every drive. We feel like we need to score every drive, and we try to do what we can to execute. I mean, that's our goal every time we come out on the field.
You both experienced the high of beating Virginia Tech and Miami 2 weeks in a row, and people swarmed the field, the Tech and everything. These last two games have been kind of deflating to see what's happened?
Yeah, I mean, from going such a high to, you know, such a low, like, no one likes losing, and you know, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And you know, all week you just want to get out. You know, you don't want to get it. You don't want to think about it. You don't want to do that. And you know, it just sucks coming in 2 weeks in a row. And you know, especially on defense, like, we gotta do something. You know, we can't be relying on our offense to score every time. And you know, we gotta get stops. So.
Was there anything they were doing up front that slowed your rush down, or is it just you guys were struggling to get?
We're trying to keep quarterback in the pocket a fair bit. You know, we knew that it was good on his feet, so you know, it was less like getting upfield and more just like trying to squeeze down the pocket a bit. But you know, I thought we did a pretty good job of that. But then that also puts a strain on our secondary. You know, we let him pat the ball back there. He's going to make throws, and you know, he did. So,
Charles, how do you think the offense was affected by Zach kind of being in and out of there with injuries?
I mean, he's definitely a playmaker in there, but we have good guys behind him that can come in and do the job, and I think they did, but just one play short, one drive short. I mean, had more time, but that's football.
Charles, I can imagine how tough this loss is. Can you describe how you guys are, you know, can respond from this and move forward?
Everybody hates to lose. You don't want to lose. I mean, we started off 5-0, but it's all about how you respond next week. That's the great thing about football. You have another week, so you got to get ready for the next game and come out and try to execute, get a win.
Did you think you guys had it when you scored the last time? You're up 43-42.
I mean, you want to think that, but it's football. They still had time on the clock, and they finished the game.
Adam, what do you feel like you
could have
done any different?
I mean, just got more pressure on the quarterback, you know, batted down a few balls, throws it pretty low, so we were trying to do that, but, you know, and then, you know, they kind of just got out-physical us, out-wheeled us again, as Quayshawn said earlier, so, you know, we got to find that edge and, you know, we got to use it. I feel like the first five games we had that edge, and then, you know, coming into Duke and North Carolina, it wasn't really there, so we got to find it again and, you know, come together as a team and not blame anyone. And, yeah, it's a new week starting now, so.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Cheers.